even for a man known for his unpredictability, this proposal to turn the Gaza Strip into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East came as a surprise. It's a plan that's long on promises but short on details, and one that threatens to further destabilise the Middle East. It would mean US ownership of a territory in dispute for three quarters of a century. It would displace 2 million Palestinians with no right of return, and require neighbouring countries to take them in under threat of withholding US aid. It would also effectively kill the two-state solution for Israel and an independent Palestine to coexist peacefully. There's less love for the idea in the Arab world. US allies Egypt and Jordan have opposed President Trump's suggestion that they should take in Palestinians, and protests have ignited across the region. Even as Jordan's King Abdullah sat next to him in the Oval Office, President Trump made no attempt to soften his stance. The opposition is echoed throughout the Arab world, with Saudi Arabia and Egypt also rejecting the plan outright. Morocco and Iraq have denounced it. The Arab League chief called it unacceptable. It's also what the majority of Palestinians seem to want. They've long resisted attempts to resettle them. Opposition to President Trump's plan has not just come from the Middle East, but globally, from Australia to Germany. That decades-long framework to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is barely hanging by a thread. The fear is that Trump's proposal could unravel it completely. President Trump is insisting he does see another way to solve it, and is pushing his plan regardless of the pressure it's putting on the already fragile ceasefire in Gaza.